worship music.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Hello, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you from WMIE 91.5 FM here in Cocoa, Florida. We're coming to you on behalf of Merit Assembly of God and the wonderful congregation that we have there. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Pray that you are having a blessed Thursday, and we're going to get into the Word of God here in just a moment. We do want to say thank you to Jits Concrete, 536-5804. They are one of the families in our congregation, and we just kind of like to point you to people that you can do business with that are really, really good at what they do. So if you need any help with block or concrete work or even some stucco work, call Greg at 536-5804 and let them do it right. They'll do it right. They'll do it right the first time. So 536-5804. So last weekend was a lot of fun. We had one of our conferences over in Lakeland and heard a really incredible speaker, Herbert Cooper out of Oklahoma City. Pastors a really great church there in Oklahoma City, and just preached a powerful word. And we're praying that the workers that were able to go over with us, that they come back equipped and ready to see breakthrough in their ministry. So I also want to take just a moment to say thank you very much for all of those who over the past couple of weeks have sent in encouraging emails and notes and phone calls and contacted us with prayer requests. Thank you so much. One of the prayer requests, I said, thank you for allowing us to come before the throne of grace with you on behalf of this need. So we truly do thank you for the words of encouragement, and we pray that the Word of God continues to grow in our hearts and lives, and therefore in your hearts and lives as well. We're going to get back into Genesis, the 49th chapter today, Genesis 49. Do want to remind you about our Wednesday services. We have our vintage service at 11 a.m. tomorrow. No, never mind. That was yesterday. got the wrong day in my head there. So we want to invite you to come out to our Sunday services this week. And I'm going to be preaching Sunday morning, and then we have our grow groups on Sunday night. So every once in a while, I forget where I'm at. So let's get right into Genesis, the 49th chapter, shall we? Verse number 22, this is where Jacob is blessing Joseph. It says, Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. By the God of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breasts and of the womb, the blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. So we have been talking yesterday on Wednesday's broadcast about by the God of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you with the blessings of heaven above. And so here Jacob is pronouncing over Joseph future blessings. And I just want to tell you that God wants to bless you not only in your past, but he wants to bless you in your future. I was talking with someone earlier this week on Monday. We had just a lot of activity that was going on at our church, and it was one of my superiors, one of my bosses that oversee me and make sure that I'm staying in line, and you know, they help me with counsel and things like that. And my family and I had been at the conference last week and was just having a conversation with them when my daughter happened to be there from college, and we were talking about her. And so this person's wife that we were having the conversation with, she called on Monday, and she was going to work. She was going to work to see about blessing my daughter in the future. And when I talked to her on Monday, I called her back. She wanted me to email her some information, and I called her just to make sure that the text message had gone through instead of an email. And I just said, thank you so much for being a blessing to my kids and to my family, just being a real encouragement to my wife and to myself. And I just want you to know that we love you guys. And I want you to know that God has your best interest in mind. He is the God who wants to bless you. His blessings come from heaven. Every good and perfect gift come from heaven. But that is not exclusively where the blessings are going to arrive at your destination from. You see, he is God over everything. It is true, he is God over heaven. But it also says here that he is going to speak, Jacob speaks over Joseph here, blessings of the deep that lies beneath. So it is not just going to be blessings that come down from heaven, but it is going to be blessings of productivity wherever there is sowing and reaping that goes on. There are going to be blessings, whether it's of the deep, of, you know, whether that involves the oceans or the rivers, and you know, that whatever he puts his hands to do, that there's going to be blessing. I want to declare to you today that God will bless you. He is going to bless you when you get to heaven. That is going to be the ultimate blessing, where we spend eternity with Jesus and without suffering, without pain, without shame, without sorrow, without heartache, without growing older, without needing surgery, without any bills, hallelujah, without any automobile breakdowns, hallelujah. That's going to be wonderful. But Jacob said, I'm not only going to bless you with blessings from heaven, I pronounce a blessing over you that is going to touch you where you live on a daily basis. The Bible says that God will give you the ability to produce wealth. He can cause a land. Listen, it says he will cause the desert to bloom and to blossom. Israel right now has some areas of their country that were once non-productive as far as agriculture goes, now are being utilized for agricultural purposes. Thank God that he blesses us right here and now. He will bless you at work. He will bless you with your finances. He will rebuke the devourer for your name's sake. And so today I just pronounce a blessing over you that is not just going to impact heaven, but it is going to cause you to have a mark of distinction of God's blessing on your life here and now. God wants us. Listen, he talked about the seed that would come back and produce 30, 60, or 100-fold. He said, whatever you have given up for me, whatever you have laid aside for my purposes, he said, you will not fail to receive a reward, not just in heaven, but here and now also. So I want to raise your expectation. There's a couple of different errors that people have when it comes to blessing. One is that they think that the only blessings that they're ever going to experience are when they get to heaven. And thank God for those, but that those are not exclusive. There are other people who look at the material blessings of here and now and think that is all that there is. And I want you to know that is just as erroneous. God wants to bless you now. He wants to bless you tomorrow. He wants to bless you next year. He wants to bless you for the rest of your life. And then he wants to bless you for all of eternity. Now, when Jacob is pronouncing this blessing, we're going to look here in just a moment, and we're going to see what a difference that can make. He goes on and he says in verse number 25, the last blessing there, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. Now, what he is saying is God is going to make, he's going to bless you. I'm going to pray a blessing over you, Joseph, that he is going to bless you in your home, that you will be blessed. Now, to the best of my knowledge, the only two children that Joseph had were Ephraim and Manasseh. If he had more, I'm not saying that he didn't, but those were the two that the blessings were pronounced by Jacob over. He said, those two kids that you've already had, they're going to be mine. And so when he's talking about this blessing of the breast and blessings of the womb, it may not be that he's going to add more infants to your life. It's not that you are going to necessarily have more children. I tell you that my wife and I are looking forward to the next phase of our lives, where that is all of our children will be married, and that the blessings that God have pronounced upon us, that they will flow to them. And we're looking forward to one day, in God's timing, his timing is perfect, you know, be blessings of grandparents. But what about the blessings of your relationship with your spouse? What if this blessing is, man, you are going to have the healthiest, most godly marriage that anyone could ever imagine? That would be a blessing. I pray that your home is known by the visitation of the Holy Spirit and the presence of God more than it is by the visitation of the sheriff's deputies or the police cars. I pray that there would be peace in your home and not strife and discord. I pray that there would be love and compassion instead of murmuring and complaining. May God bless you in your home. May it be a healthy relationship where godliness is passed on from the parents to the children. May that be a wonderful, wonderful blessing in your life. You see, that's the picture here, that that which is born, it would get its nutrients from its parents. It would receive nutrition from the mother. And I pray that there is such a blessing in your home that there is not a generational disconnect, that instead your kids and your grandkids, no matter how old they are, that they would realize that whenever they're around you, that they're going to receive the blessings of life, that they're going to leave stronger than they did when they got there. And I want you to know, I'm not perfect at this parenting thing, but I do like to build my kids up and tell them, you know, what a wonderful job that they're doing and how proud I am of them and how much I love them. I want to make sure that they know that I consider them a blessing from God. Okay. And let's flip that coin on the other side and recognize that it can go the other direction as well. Here, Jacob, the father, is pronouncing a blessing on Joseph. And the blessing upon Joseph is, may God bless you with the blessings of heaven. May he bless you with productivity and the blessings of the deep. May he bless you as you are distributing nutrition to your children. But may you also have such a vibrant relationship with those who've gone before you that you recognize that they were a blessing in your life. You know, None of our parents were perfect, but that things have changed, times have changed, and I just want to encourage you that if you had a challenging childhood, if there were things that happened and they've left you wounded or scarred, that you allow God to maybe show you some areas that were a blessing. Here a few years ago, there was something that was brought to my attention that from my childhood, and I didn't have any understanding about that. I hadn't heard that before. And it gave me a new sense of identity and a new sense of appreciation for just how good God has done. And there were some things that I discovered about my father. Now, I've known my father all my life. You know, my favorite golf outing is when I'm golfing with my dad, my brother, my son, and myself. That's my favorite golf outing. And if it just happens to be on a world-class course, that's just extra good as well. And here, I was having a conversation with somebody, and all of a sudden I realized something about my father and his childhood that I had never thought of before. There were some things about his childhood that I was aware of, but there were some things that it had never dawned on me about, and it gave me a whole new level of understanding and appreciation. And I pray that there's not a lot of strife and discord if your parents are still alive, but maybe you aren't talking to them. Let me share with you a perspective, and that is this: there are a lot of people who would give everything in the world to have the opportunity for their parents to be around them, and even if it meant that they got on their nerves, they would love to have one more conversation with their parents. So allow God to bless you in your relationship, your relational dynamics. Change that from just complaining and murmuring about one another to recognize that Jacob said, "Joseph, I'm blessing you. I'm going to bless you with heavenly blessings. I'm going to bless you with tangible blessings, and I'm going to bless you with relational blessings." Verse number 26 makes an interesting transition, and it says, "The blessings of your father." Okay, so these are the blessings that Jacob has experienced. "The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors." And earlier we talked about when he was, when Jacob was blessing Ephraim and Manasseh, that he had said this, that over in chapter 48, "By you, Israel will bless, saying, may God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh." And then thus he set Ephraim before Manasseh. What Jacob had determined was that the blessings in his life, they were not diminishing, they were increasing. That the blessings he experienced were more than his father had been blessed. And as hard as this is to imagine, he says that his blessings have excelled the blessings of Abraham. And now a lot of people will hear that and say, "Well, man, it must be nice to have such a wonderful, wonderful life that the blessings are growing because there's no adversity." I want you to know that that's not the case. Jacob had lived with a dysfunctional relationship between Isaac and Rebekah, where Rebekah was actually part of the deception process that led to Isaac blessing Jacob instead of Esau, who Isaac wanted to bless. Now, there was probably some issues going on with Isaac, but there was definitely some issues going on with Rebekah. And so there was deception between not just husband and wife, but there was deception between children or between Jacob and his father. That's not a healthy environment. And then because of the deception and because of the manipulation, there was strife between the brothers to such an extent that Esau said, man, I'm going to kill you. And so Jacob ends up going off to Laban's territory where he meets Rachel and Leah and marries the two of them and stays there for 20 years, where he's cheated out of his wages 10 times. He's deceived by Laban. It says that he noticed that Laban's countenance towards him had changed. And then he decides to come home. He wrestles with God. He met God on the journey to Laban. He had an encounter with God on the way home. And Esau finds out that he's coming. And remember, the last thing that Esau said is, man, I'm going to kill you. That's just not a healthy sibling relationship there. But God was blessing Jacob with productivity and increase. He shows up, wrestles with God. Then he goes and he experiences separation from Joseph. He experiences the loss of the love of his life, Rachel, while she is giving birth to Benjamin. There's a lot of dysfunction that went on in the home. There was times of separation that lasted for a long, long time, but it never destroyed this truth. I have been blessed more than any preceding generation. Jacob, I want you to know, or Joseph, I want you to know, I have been blessed. My blessings have excelled the blessings of my ancestors up to the utmost bounds of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph. Listen, don't leave a blessing undesignated. When we have our contributions, there are sometimes that people don't fill out an envelope or don't write a check, and it's called undesignated giving. But we still account for every penny of that undesignated giving. We create its own giving record, the undesignated funds. But when it comes to blessing, I don't want to leave a blessing undesignated. And Jacob said, I have been blessed far more than my ancestors. I haven't lived as long as they did, but I have been blessed exceedingly. And it says, up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. He said, they don't make, man has not yet made a container that is large enough to contain what I consider to be the blessings of my life. I'm going to have to go beyond the scope of men to the handiwork of God, the craftsmanship of God, to say, you know what? It's going to take a tremendous vessel to contain all of these blessings. And then listen to what he says. They shall be on the head of Joseph. Joseph, the everlasting hills, up to the utmost capacity. That's how much I've been blessed. And I'm putting it all on your head. All of these blessings I pronounce upon you, that they will rest upon your head, upon your family, upon your children and your children's children, on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. I am here not today to minimize the grief and the pain and the sorrow that Joseph went through in his life, nor am I here to minimize the grief, the pain, the sorrow, the suffering that you may have gone through in this life. What I do want to tell you is this. Do not let those past sources of pain imprison you for the rest of your life. Instead, let them be the reason. Let them be the qualifier or the qualification that sets you up to be blessed. Paul said, I bear on my body the marks or the scars of the Lord Jesus. And you know what a scar is? A scar is evidence of a wound that has been healed. Today, I want to encourage you, don't pick the spiritual scab off of your life. If there's been a person that wounded you, hurt you, inflicted pain upon you verbally or whatever in the past, I want to encourage you, don't keep afflicting that wound. Right now, I have some scars on my body. And you know what I did the other day? The Steri-Strips fell off, and I was able to see two of the scars from my recent surgery. And I began to look at my other shoulder, because I had that other shoulder repaired in the past. And when I saw the fresh scar, I was able to identify where the old scar was. But for the most part, those scars were so minimized, so healed, that you would have had to have gone looking for them to find them. I pray today that God, listen, the wound, the pain you've experienced in the past, it's a reality. There's no sense in denying it, but let's pray for the God of all comfort and the God who heals of every sickness, of every disease, of every infirmity. Listen, a little over a week ago, on our vintage service, I was preaching out of Isaiah 30, and it says, who binds up all of our wounds, who heals us. Listen, I pray that God will saturate your life with blessings that excel anything that anyone has experienced before, and that it would be such a blessing that it would come in such quality and such quantity that it would heal you of the wounds of the past. Instead of your pain disqualifying you from blessing and being used as an excuse for the rest of your life for why you are just so messed up and why nothing good ever happens to you, allow what happened to Joseph to be a better rule. God, it is true. I had a painful separation. Maybe you've gone through a painful divorce, or you've suffered a tremendous loss. But today, I want you to know, God wants to bless you exponentially to compensate for that. May your wounds be drowned by God's blessing. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. Lord, it is true. We serve, live in a world that is a painful place. But God, you bless. You bless. I pray today that there would be blessings from heaven, blessings of productivity, blessings in relationship, and God, that they would be blessings that would heal the wounds and the scars so that we cannot even find those scars anymore. In Jesus' name, God bless you. We'll close out the week tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."